Bow, bow. DJ Sky High with a little Blue Fox Live. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you have me on in your car, and hopefully you are on your way up here to the Blue Fox. Why? Because we have three bands tonight, and the doors just opened up a second ago. We got Alien Ant Farm with special guests Rebel Inc. and Troublemaker. Now I'm telling you, when you close your eyes, you think Rebel Inc. is Rage Against the Machine. $15 get you in, so get your asses down here right now for a little Alien Ant Farm. Down, 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 down. Now. Even though their only hit was covering a Michael Jackson song. But hey, they still got a great show, and they are worth the money, so get your butts down here right now. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program. 105.5 The Bone, Blue Fox Live, DJ Sky High. Hey everybody, how's it going out there in Radioland? Tonight on the show, we are graced to have the band Revolution. No, it's not a revolt, it's a show. Revolution, very big in West Virginia, trying to make their way into the Shenandoah Valley. One of the best recordings I have heard off the Bone stage so far, and their lighting show is something not to miss. And I got them down here in the basement to talk to them, and I got a pre-recorded show off the Bone stage to listen to. So, as you're driving down here to get to the Alien Ant Farm show, let's go to a live recording of Revolution. Kicking off with a little bit of Death Leopards, Pour Some Sugar on Me, straight into Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shots. It's 105.5 The Bone with Blue Fox Live, DJ Sky High.
Loving like a bomb, baby, come on, get it on. Looking like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video fam. Television woman, can I be your man? Your man.
Watching you have no choice but to be somewhat happy themselves.
It's transference of energy.
Exactly. So we like to throw a lot of energy, constant movement on stage. We're not one that would stand there in front of our microphone stand, and that's what we grow roots for the entire night. We are not ones to do that. In fact, four of us spend, I'd say, 60, probably even 70% of the time off the stage. Poor Drew, he's stuck.
Well, I'm gonna do what Mick Fleetwood did. Those electronic drums he has in his trousers and on his jacket.
To my fear, you take a sugar.
the guys.
So welcome back down to the basement here at Blue Fox. We are with the band Revolution. Who do I got here?
You got Drew and Rick.
Jerry.
Marika.
And Paul.
And we got Dr. Sound, Ron West here too.
Ooh, Dr. Sound. Dr. Sound. Man. So you guys recently played the Blue Fox for your first time. How did y'all enjoy it?
It was fun. It was very fun. Nice stage, lovely element, lovely place.
Definitely does. It's a nice venue in the area that we'd like to come back to. It was the first shot, so, you know, it was a hot summer night, so it wasn't the greatest crowd, but I think next time around we'll be able to pack the place and have a good show.
Have we signed y'all up for a second time yet?
Not yet.
Damn it, go ahead. How long have y'all been together now, and actually how did y'all get together?
We started this in
about 2006.
Yeah, Drew and I started it in 2006 and went through a couple players and needed somebody to set in for a New Year's to play bass and didn't really have anybody, so I contacted my father. Daddy, will you please come help? Sure enough, he showed up and did everything flawlessly and said, you know, if you really want me to do this full time, I'll do it full time. And
the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now every time I look over to my left, I get to see my smiling father looking at me. So yeehaw.
That's Jerry and Rick, right?
Yeah, I like it because it keeps Jerry honest, because his dad's such a good musician that Jerry can't play around now like he used to.
Yeah.
Is he allowed to party like he used to either? Or?
Well, don't let him fool you.
You ought to hear some band practice, though. It's like 10-year-old schoolgirls arguing with each other.
Yeah, we actually have a bunch of money pinned up on the wall from several bets that we've won and lost, but nobody's ever claimed the money. It just always sits there and grows and grows and grows. Who knows, one day we'll buy a microphone or something with it.
There you go. I like that idea. Well, now you're wrong, bitch, $10.
Yeah, fix the tire on the trailer or something.
And Drew's the master. He never loses the bet. He always knows what part's coming next.
That's why it's pinned up right behind him.
Yeah, I got about 12 different dollar bills pinned up there for all the bets that they've lost.
Drew is the drummeister, so he keeps everybody in line, it looks like.
Actually known as the general.
The general.
Or Switzerland when it comes to money.
Yeah, exactly. Regarding the history, Paul and Marika were the last ones to come into the band, and they've been here for over a year now, so it's a year anniversary since they've joined, and very happy to have them with us. It adds a great dimension to us, especially a female vocalist, Paul, with his keyboards and his vocals, brings us to other elements we didn't have before, so it's really, really nice to have both of them with the band.
So you're getting pretty tight, then?
Oh, yeah. The last year has been a lot of work with all the members. We've gotten really good at what we're doing now, and now it's just kind of on autopilot, and we're enjoying it. We're having a lot of fun and a lot of original aspirations as well as other music that we're playing, so we're looking forward to expanding and moving on and playing for all these great people who live and work around.
Talking to the band Revolution, well, mostly Jerry and Drew, the guys that started the band, I actually have a 20-minute interview with the guys in Marika. To hear the uncut version of the interview, you're going to have to check out the website, bluefoxbillards.com. Click on the Blue Fox Live button and check out all the old shows and the full interviews. But these guys are just too good. I have to get back up to another recording. So let's do a classic rendition of Van Halen's Jump. Back when David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen were still cool. When people always talk about the argument of Van Halen, who was better, it's usually Hagar or David Lee Roth. I go, no, Michael Anthony. He's the guy that was in there from day one. He was the guy that stuck in there and had everybody's side. And still, Eddie fires him in the end. It's Revolution on Blue Fox Live, 105.5 The Bow, DJ Sky.
We're going to turn this place into Jiffy Lube Live. Can I get a hell yeah? Somebody scream!
Yeah.
coming up next week at Charleston.
Yep.
The Evans Run Park, it's a free concert from 7 to 9, and it's, you know, kid-friendly. Bring your blanket, bring your lawn chair, and hang out. I think they're going to have a food truck there, too, for burritos and stuff, is what I read. And
Any other bands on the bill, or just you guys?
No, it's just us. It's a free concert. Good off by the city of Charleston. The following Saturday, the 27th, we're at Woodstock Moose Lodge, which is actually a really happening room. You wouldn't think so, but it's a great room. Great people. It's $5 and it's open to the public. So if you're in the vicinity and you want to go out, you know, we can go to a show for $5 in 4 hours.
Remember Paul from a long, long time ago. We were forced to work with this one guy that we should not mention his name.
How long ago?
It was right when I started getting into recording. It was about 1996, 97.
Yeah, about then.
You had that party on there with you lived at the Loud Street Mall at that time, didn't you?
As studio. During
Apple Blossom, and we were on the back of that deck on the back that was about to collapse from all the people that were hanging around there.
Somebody threw a bowling pin out my window and almost nailed somebody on the wall. Cops knocking at the door.
Yeah, those were the days. Well, the biggest thing was, I mean, the party was off the hook. I mean, it was really good. The thing I was worried about was the impending insurance claim from all the people that would have sprawled all over the alley if that thing would have gave way. I mean, I could feel the whole thing move.
And that was before YouTube, so we couldn't film it back then.
Yeah. Those are the days. Those are the days, Brian.
It's amazing to see that you're still playing.
Yeah.
Finally got a good band that you're happy with.
Yes, I am. Very much.
Very much. These guys, they're my brothers and sisters.
So back to it, how did you all hook up with these two riffraffs over here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mercury, you're not a riffraff.
That's okay. Just, I'm the riffraff. See if I come to any more of your parties.
Drew and I played music with Mariko for a number of years. We were in Fastlane. It dissolved. Everybody went their own separate ways. On good terms, of course. We're all still really good friends. But we decided to change some things around the Revolution. We decided that we wanted to incorporate another female into the group. There's, in my opinion, there's no better female to have than one Miss Mariko Milburn.
I agree.
Thank you.
You can pay me at the end of this.
She already did by this comment.
Female singers always make a band.
It's nice to have a female up there.
Well, I think Marika can attest to the difference between Fastlane and Revolution. It's definitely challenged her in a way that she hasn't been challenged before, some of the music and the things she's doing. She already has a great voice, but it's further enhancing her capabilities and bringing things out of her that she didn't even know that she could do.
And she's not scared to do a guy song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're here on the AC/DC stuff. She kicks the crap out of
her. We're going to play one of those right now.
Revolution was Shook Me All Night Long in a Dirty Deeds. A little AC/DC twofer.
I really like that chord.
website, revolutionband.net, and you're also on Facebook, of course, Twitter, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the staples. No Reverb Nation yet. When we get our originals together, that's when we'll start filing that.
Cool. Do y'all got some videos on YouTube?
There's actually a Ustream link. We pretty much stream all of our shows live. You can go to revolutionband.net, click on the Ustream link under media, go to Ustream and see all the shows that we've posted. They're all up there. The video quality isn't great because we're doing 15 frames a second, but the audio is outstanding because it's a digital board. Ron, Dr. Sound, does his job like no other sound man that I've ever worked with. Ron's here today because he's just as much a part of the band as any of the members are. That's what also makes Revolution such a great show, because we have a dedicated sound light engineer who does what he does. But everybody can check out the Ustream links, and there's tons of different shows up there, so just dial them up and listen to them at your leisure.
Cool, man. Anything else y'all want to say? Promote, do?
Come see us.
Yeah, we would love to come out.
Consider this your invitation, your personal invitation.
Friday night, Charlestown. Saturday night.
That's the place to be.
Woodstock. Come see Revolution. If you cannot be there for the show, pull us up on Ustream, and you can watch the show remotely at any show we do.
All right, fellas and lady, say goodbye to everybody out there in Boner Land.
See you later, Boaterland. Thanks
see
for having
later.
Us.
Thanks.
Hey, wherever you go, work hard, play hard, love hard. That's the secret to life.
That's right.
It's a show.
It's a show.
It's a show.
Oh, man, we barely got time for one more. Marika and the Boys did a little cover of Pink's Raise Your Glass. That's what I'm getting ready to do, because Alien Ant Farm will be on the stage in less than 2 hours. Click on the website, bluefoxbilliards.com, and find out what's happening, and check out Blue Fox Live for the full interview and the rest of the old shows. Get on out to the Blue Fox, and we'll see you next week on Blue Fox Live. DJ Sky, out of here.
All right, yeah, thank y'all.
And now we're going to change channels again.
Yeah.
It's like riding with a guy in the car that doesn't know how to keep his hands off the radio. You know what I'm saying? One song after another, you just keep changing stations, keep changing stations.
Here's some Pink music for you.
Your
every Sunday at 7 o'clock on 105.5 The Buzz, Blue Fox Live. Check us out next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's